Ayayayatala, poof. No longer of this world. 144 virgins and counting up, up and away. Surely the Supreme Leader has been blessed a heck of a lot more virgins than the Muslim martyred masses, no? God's right-hand man, after all. Or was the Ayatollah a lefty, or possibly ambidextrous in piousness? Perhaps the real question is, does a life of pious goodness and clean, meaningful purpose and existence, serving the better good, get a non-martyred heaven ascender at least, say, 3 virgins? That's 1/24th of what a martyr is purported to collect. Even with such a martyr being an absolute worthless piece of shit, before committing whatever cowardly act in order to ring those heavenly 72 Taco Bells. And how about the martyred ladies? Do they get a reverse harem stable full of Persian or Arabian stallions? Hung like a horse for 2026 Chinese calendrical display, of course. Okay, perhaps the real question really is, what kind of fucking lowlife cowards blow up the spiritual and outright leader of a country, inclusive of immediate members such as the family of Ayatollah Khamenei? Sure, hollow, theocratic tar pits seem archaically foundational contradictions of what some may deem progress. But hey, the sheep must feed. Just look at all those worldly hollow democracy grazers. Perhaps the USA moral, should build a time machine and go back in time and have, say, Ronald McRagan blow up Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South African fame in the name of being correct. And really, if certain entities conspire, and then end up, say, performing a soul on fire, rapidly atomizing soft tissue and plasma dispersion with high explosives upon God's possibly ambidextrous pal, in order to terrorize a very large certain demographic of a geographical location, in the millions like, then does that not make the blower-uppers to decisively be the largest terror organization that side of a shitload of desert sand? Are those bum buddies? Benjamin believes his own lies, Netanyahu and Donald believes his own lies, Trump the largest out-of-control terror cell pyramid toppers, every which side of the heliocentric sun? Well, clearly no. Any true terror cell pyramid topper would have unmistakably piked the Ayatollah's head for public display, and then pissed all over his face for theatrical reasons before force-feeding a plethora of pork products down such an esophageal, and everything missing below time and space void. Or, is that metaphorically indeed what Benjamin believes his own lies, Netanyahu and Donald believes his own lies, Trump have just done? Only killers call killing progress. Fuck them all and they're fucking jumping off a cliff notes. Yours offended by the alphabet creator truly ain't following such garbage. The foundation of Israel is a crown, hence globalist construct to have officially been deemed game on upon the starter pistol with the Balfour Declaration and subsequent deluge. Those Ashkenazi, they certainly aced and won the freak show science fair prize of transmogrification. Israeli masters and the Israel lobby seem to have molded themselves into the Israeli sphincter that pinches the filthy and stagnantly infective American loaf. Say, isn't some loudmouth, now safe to be deemed mass murderer, with a delusional and schizophrenic hard-on for awarding himself the Nobel Peace Prize, strictly a raucously logorrheic stringed instrument for the furthering of the fanatical ethnic cleansing Israeli final solution? What a cliff dive, numbskull into the rocks, such disgrace. That's what mass murderers do right. Order the murder of mass amounts of people? Would a globalist slut mass murderer do such mass murdering for corporate whore profits and zero justifiable reasons? Hence greed and wrath? Kind of seems that way. Even if Donald believes his own lies, Trump and his representative sphincter muscle bum buddy, Benjamin believes his own lies, Netanyahu didn't, by bypassing U.S. Congress, not to mention United Nations Security Council means, illegally kick off the bombing campaign against Iran, they're sure there are enough U.S. representatives on the Israel lobby-filled diaper roll call house to have commenced the foretold splatter pattern at the absent-mindedness and totally captive U.S. populace, no? USA holes. So exactly how much of those dollar bills y'all are globalist American arms manufacturers and their institutional globalist shareholders, the likes of Vanguard and State Street Corporation, going to rake in from the blowing into smithereens of Iranian infrastructure, inanimate objects and blood and soft tissue, and as of yet untold numbers of essence espousing humanoid containment vessels? Certainly somewhere in the order of a fuckload of monetary instrumentation measuring bankruptcy it will be. Perhaps once the sphincter and the filled diaper are done with Iran, Iran will be privileged in the magnitudes that Libya was after suffering prolonged indiscriminate bombardment by the coalition of the willing diaper fillers, and be home to their very own Persian slave markets like Libya did in its nouveau post-America slave markets in the chaos that may very well ensue after the aptly renamed by me Operation Sphincter Advancement, for a more financialized stock market-centric and American big-tit porn inundated Persian Middle East likeness. Your skewbald truly will aptly rename it again as Operation Trade Hijabs for Handjobs Freedom. Just think of all that Iranian lubrication to come upon the market. The sphincter and its filled globalist diaper can't have all that Iranian lubrication without a ceremoniously vetted, official Iranian national lubrication peddler. But who will be the new three-ring circus vetted, official Iranian national, not-so-supreme leader to peddle all those globalist corporate whore-branded, fuck the populace of geographical location of choice, entrenched lubrication rubber wheeler dealer parasitical host representative? Why not have the Iranian gang leaders fight it out for supremacy? Maybe strong-arm a holographically produced AI Shiite, representative of American soap opera credibility, and Israeli-deduced kosher halal friendship, bearing likeness of the Chevron Shell Corporation, conglomerate Middle East magnate mascot for future peaceful storage ink? Of course, the sphincter and its filled diaper could go with the tethered shorn sheep, representative model. Or maybe just a pimp. What could possibly go wrong with a pimp? Say, is this a good time to mention that past-filled globalist diaper regime change techniques and backing opposition animals of one's enemy plans have gone totally awry, like when America trained and funded the Mujahideen in Afghanistan to combat the Soviet in the 1980s, only for the Mujahideen to transmogrify into what would come to be known as Al-Qaeda? Or what about when the sphincter and the filled diaper partook in creating, funding and aiding the terrorist organization so colorfully and fragrantly named ISIS to sow mayhem for Western populist lobotomite TV staged theatricals, while having ISIS fighting to overthrow Assad's Syrian regime and entangle the Russians actually genuinely aiding to destroy ISIS, only for Syria to eventually have one of the leaders of a terrorist organization to become its de facto national representative? Remember, it is all about use. Israeli sphincter representative foreign policy is as kosher as devouring a sow on the Sabbath while working an overtime shift. And don't forget about those incendiary blood-boiling scrubbing bubbles, for Israel ethnic cleansing purities, and a wider Middle East no doubt. Eureka Jesus McFucking Christ! Iran's new not-so-supreme leader. He will let all of the Israeli, evicted at gunpoint, Palestinians wander through the Iranian desert for 100 days or so, and miraculously find the building materials to create the new Iranian Shiite province of Palestine. So long as they refrain from enriching their right to intellectual craniums, that is. In which case, not to worry, the crown and its faggot sorcery disciples will hatch the incubating beast. The crown and its faggot sorcery disciples would rather have a completely failed and destructively chaotic state where human suffering and death reigned supreme, rather than an oppositional shackle resistor of any facet whatsoever? Seems that way. Yours not offended by the alphabet truly can only wonder why defunct and unbridled power, and its representatives of which appear to be faggot sorcery disciples of the crown, are indeed offended by the alphabet concoctions of a former pothead with a grade 8 education and a penchant for unleashing deluges of toilet humor? It must be fucked to be them. Shame, shame, shame. Say, yours virtually non-vindictive truly finished writing this article. Apart from this last cliff note addendum at right around 8:47 p.m. Pacific Standard Time last, and then when yours often does not sleep very well truly woke up, the radio was telling him that there was two giant flashes and then two sonic booms that appeared and shook Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada sometime around 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Apparently it was a meteor, the news says. Yours offended by the alphabet creator truly, for some reason, into his mind popped the Yankee Doodle militarized X-37B space plane and its constant orbit around our fucked up humanoid orbiting orb called Earth and thought. That damn Yankee Doodle militarized X-37B space plane, wouldn't it be something if it was designed with the intent of letting loose meteor, like objects in a trajectory for collision course with a globalist slut's geographical location of choosing so that warfare could be blamed upon the cosmos? Well, that would be pretty fucked up, and clever too. So just how many of those Yankee Doodle militarized X-37B space planes are up there at one time? They are perfectly capable of delivering payloads, y'all know. Nah, it couldn't be. Maybe it was just an old-fashioned F-35 launched firecracker for effect?